The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Because you were, oh my God, you don't even listen to yourself, do you?
No, I
you
don't.
Were
I don't
about,
listen
you
to
You were talking
our
about
show.
Foul monkeys.
Actually, I listen to a lot of podcasts. A lot. But
just, do you listen to Big Fatty?
I do listen to Big Fatty. Yes. Actually, I know. Let's see. I'll prove it. He's going to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Wisconsin. You will. No. Which one is it? Wait, wait. No, don't help him out here, chat room. Don't help him.
I think he's going to Minnesota. And
is that your answer?
That is my answer. And he was talking about packing an extra camisole because it's going to be cold there.
I'm sorry. He was going to pack an extra what?
Camisole? Camisole?
I believe Big Fatty has a name for that particular apparatus or that particular piece of
he called it a camisole. I listened to his show today.
Drop the C.
Amisole? I dropped the C. What do you want me to do?
It's a hamisole. Anyway, it doesn't. The hamisole was the one that was made for him.
No, he packed his valise. The valise is the suitcase, dear.
Right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I do listen to Big Fatty. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1973 of the BFO for Monday, the 17th of August, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about our last day over here. It's got Big Fatty. Do we have to go back to the Fat Villa? Well, there may be cake waiting. Yes, Big Fatty, let's go. Hello, flingers. Big Fatty, is that like poo flingers? No, it has nothing to do with poo flingers. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're flingers today, because y'all, today is our last day. Our last full day over here in Scotland, and y'all, it is a day of independence. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we don't have a damn thing on the schedule today, except later this evening, we are having a special farewell supper, and y'all, there's going to be some traditional Gaelic music, dance, and a storytelling. But Big Fatty, I would like to tell. Oh, okay, well, maybe you can tell the story. And y'all, then we have to pack our valises again. And Tuesday morning, y'all will be getting on the aluminium tube of death. Big Fatty. And now, y'all, just to be upfront about all of this, I am recording this on the 9th of August, and so y'all, I'm going to open the cans that I've received for my birthday on today. Big Fatty, you're not prepared! Well, y'all, I've got three cans here. Y'all, I've got one from Miss Bacon and from Moose P and from the Robs, and y'all, I know several other people had asked Big Fatty for an address, but y'all, they didn't come in before I left, so I will read those when I return. So y'all, we're gonna open the first one. Y'all, the first one that came in was from Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, and we're gonna go ahead and open it up right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got two, actually I got three packages here, but I think one of them is supposed to be for Pride 48, but we're gonna see. Y'all, it says, y'all, there's a man sitting, the thinker who is passing gas. Big Fatty, would that make him the stinker? It would. Y'all, it says, Happy Fart Appreciation Day. Big Fatty, look! And it says, hope yours reeks of class and not gas. Big Fatty. It says, Poodle, Big Fatty, it's for me. It says, this card is so fitting. Hey, Fart, it's Bacon, LOL. Enjoy Fart Pants on his special day. The rest of the gift fund was sent to the Finger Lakes. Love, KB. And y'all, there's a dollar. Big Fatty, where will we spend it all? Big Fatty, the turnip head is calling. Well, he's just going to have to wait. Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the dollar. Big Fatty, yes. Y'all, Moose P has sent me a card, y'all, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a puppy dog, y'all, it's a weenie dog, the weenie dog is pulling on something, and it says, happy birthday, and y'all, you open it up, and it says, just don't stay home and play with your wiener, Big Fatty, it's vulgar, you've got celebrating to do, hope you have a very happy birthday, Moose, that is the sweetest thing, thank you so much. Y'all, now Turnip Head is sending me the testimonials. Big Fatty! Let's see, what do we got here? Y'all, this is from the Robs. You know, they're coming to the Pride 48. And y'all, that's Big Fatty basically gets home and turns around and leaves for Pride 48. But y'all, let's just see what we got here from the Robs. Big Fatty, it's a special can. Y'all, I can't get the can out of the envelope. Here we go. Y'all, it's covered in glitter. Big Fatty, it says, let there be laughter, love, peace, hope, and friendship. And you open it up and it says, and alcohol, lots of alcohol, Tanqueray and tonic, happy birthday. Big Fatty, have a great and fabulous trip. See you in Lost Wages, Rob and Rob. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. Rob and Rob, thank you so much. And y'all, I am going to... I'm going to save my packages and open them on Tamari's little show. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Oh, dear. God, see, I've thrown that shit on the floor. Y'all, what's going to happen is, last week, that Daniel Biba and Joe Patance filled in for Big Fatty while he was over there in the Scotland. And y'all, since I'm still in Scotland, I had a couple other folks that had expressed an interest in doing a BF spoof. But y'all only got one other than the Daniel Biba ones. And y'all, it is... that Moose P and Brother Sinatus who were going to fill in for Big Fatty today. Big Fatty, and I hope they're actually going to show up unlike that two, you know, maybe Turnip Head was calling to explain why they didn't show up on the Friday spoof. Maybe so, I don't know, but y'all, I'm going to open my packages tomorrow, and y'all, I'm going to recap my celebration of exiting the birth canal weekend for you on Tamari's little show. And y'all, you're not going to believe what Granny has done. Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, do you have any groceries for us this week?
Yes, I was just to the Vons this morning. Also, it looks like I spent $11.88 and saved nothing. They don't have it on these coupons. Well, no, because I did save a lot of money on this one because it was about half. Okay, I spent $11.88 and saved $9.20.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's super. Did you have any adventures when you were at the Vons East?
Oh, well, there was the other one. Well, we went to the Albertsons, which is, I think, the Vons. If I remember right, Safeways. And, we were buying 10 yogurts to get a free dozen eggs. And when they checked us out, they only billed us for 8. So we didn't get the free eggs, and my sister saw it and took it up to the She's very penny pincher, and she took it up to the customer's counter, and they sat down and they figured out, one, we got $2. We didn't get billed for two of the yogurts, so we got $2 for that. And so they only shorted us 59 cents. Well, needless to say, she insisted on the 59 cents too. And we walked out of there with a full savings.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Yeah. At the King Soopers, we got a half dozen ears of corn for... let's see, what was that? It was 6 ears of corn for $2. So they were all 33 cents a piece. Unfortunately, there was no chicken breast to eat with the corn. Well, Poodle, how was your day?
Oh, it was beautiful. I got some cake. Lots of cake.
Lots of cake? Did you get any pie?
No pie.
It's pie season. What kind of pie do you like, Poodle? I picked... one of the guys at work has a father that in Western Colorado, there's an area called the Palisades, and they grow peaches and stuff like that. And I had to wait for somebody to give me a ride home because I had about 20 pounds of peaches that I purchased from them. So, and I was thinking peach pie.
Ooh, peach pie is wonderful.
Oh, yes. I love peaches and peach pie. And well, actually, I'm not great with making peach pie. I'm great with crumbles.
Should we make this a recipe of the day?
Well, it could be. I don't have the recipe on me, but that's, you know.
Get your pencils ready.
Crumbles are very easy to make. You just slice the peaches, put about a cup of sugar on it, and put a topping of oatmeal and butter and a little bit more sugar.
Ooh, sounds great.
Okay. Don't you have any? Do you have a phone call?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I am in Sturgis. And if you moon people, you get a beaded necklace. Actually, I don't know if they're beads. They're kind of like those beads that I got from Gavin in Vegas that I gifted back to Jim. But anyway, it's hard work being on vacation. Anyway, I gotta go. I'm going to have some ice cream in a dish, and I'm so over twist cones, dipped cones. That was just so last year. All right, Woodhaven.
Ms. Bacon, thank you so much for your call. It was lovely to hear from you. I got nothing. Ms. Bacon, I'm sorry to hear you're having such a stressful time on vacation. So, Ms. Bacon, you mentioned beads and Gavin, so I'm guessing those were anal beads?
Oh, Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
There's something in the mailbox!
There's been lots of packages coming into the P.O. box lately. I am going to hold off on opening all these packages until a little bit later in the month. Something just tells me I need to wait.
Well, what's special in... Oh, wait. Oh, I know what's special.
One thing I'd like to bring back is Memory Lane Music. We haven't done that since the first year. See if you remember this one. In case you didn't guess, that was The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, or simply known as Dobie Gillis in the later years. It was an American sitcom that aired on CBS from September 1959 through June 5th, 1963. It was a scripted series based on stories written by Max Schulman in 1945. The series starred Dwayne Hickman and his beatnik friend Maynard Krebs, who was Bob Denver, who later went on to do Gilligan's Island. So why exactly are we doing this?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, one thing is, I really wanted to say that the reason we're doing this is to show that two old men can be as much fun as one old man.
I don't know. This seems like an impossible task to me. I don't know how Fatty does it every day. Let's see. It looks like we've recorded 8 minutes, and by the time I do truncate silence, it may be 5. How does he get 20 minutes out of this stuff? I'm beginning to realize my life is really boring. No, we're not. And I don't have all that much. I mean, I go to work and I go to the gym and that's it. So.
Well, and I go to work and I go to the garden. And of course, the garden is doing nothing this year because Denver was freezing cold until mid-June and you couldn't get anything out. And what's out now is, I may have zucchini, but then again, zucchini is one of those plants you always plant to guarantee that you will have something. And I'm just getting the first one, and usually they should be running already in July. So, and the cucumbers are just beginning, and the tomatoes are not going to ever make it.
We've given up on tomatoes. I mean, we just don't try to grow them anymore. It's so dry around here, and our soil's horrible, so...
Well, I mean, our soil isn't too great. It's very clay. And the thing is, Denver, with the mountains just to the west of it, every night we have very cold nights. Everything cools down. I mean, it can be 90 during the day, but it definitely can drop down to about 60 degrees in the evening because the air just comes sliding down the mountains in the end of the day. And usually rains a little bit in the evenings, or at least clouds up and cools down. So we've got a climate that's not great for things like that. That like the hot evenings, corn doesn't do too good here.
The problem we run into is we go into a drought every summer. It hasn't rained for 2 weeks. My front yard is completely dead right now. So, and it's been 100 degrees several days. So, we tried, Big Fatty. Hope you like this.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, was Brother Sinatus and that Moose P. And Moose P and Brother Sinatus, thank you so much for filling in for Big Fatty. Y'all, Moose P sent me the file and everything. He says, I don't know how you do this 5 days a week. Y'all, he says, we couldn't do it for 10 minutes. We just ended up having to talk to each other. So but thank you again. Today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Adam Burns and for Mola Man. Adam, you know, you kind of got confused last week as to where Big Fatty was going. I'm not in Wisconsin or Minnesota. I'm in Scotland. Do you know that?
I do listen to Big Fatty. Yes.
Oh, he does know it, Big Fatty. There'll be a quiz.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 877-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.